Now we are going to talk to Mark Jones, the Powerhouse Professional winner. So how cool is that? That's kind of like the top of the line from New World Park Solutions. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us, well, what were your thoughts when you had heard you were nominated for this?
Actually, I was really humbled by that. I had been told by a few people that they nominated me for the award, and I really wasn't expecting it, so it hit me by surprise. It was awesome.
So tell me a little bit about New World Park Solutions. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Okay, well, I'm the local owner-operator, and I'm also the Southwest Regional Manager for New World Park Solutions. What we do is we are the exclusive supplier for PlayWorld products. PlayWorld's a manufacturer of playgrounds. They are recognized as the best playground manufacturer in the world, and their products are very, very unique. There's nothing like them. And it's very hard to get in with a company like that. You have to be quite a creative designer to be able to do that.
So what is your background leading up to this?
I've been in the business for 22 years. I did take some architecture designs. And PlayWorld came to Canada about 7 years ago. They were from the States, and they came to Canada 7 years ago. But I was with a couple other smaller companies before then. And as soon as I found out they were coming over to Canada, I put my name in there right away because they are, like I said, they're the Cadillac of the playground industry.
Right. And then do they have to accept you, or you just kind of buy into your own franchise here?
No, they have to accept you.
Okay.
They look at you, they see what you've done, what kind of potential you have. The big thing for PlayWorld is they like unique. Their products have to be unique. They like creativity. They like to stand out, so they need somebody who knows what they're doing as far as designs and making their product stand out over everything else.
So tell us about the work that you've done in the area. Like, where could we see your work?
Well, the oldest and probably still the most popular playground that I've put in is the one at the waterfront. It's the Pirate Ship.
Oh, it's awesome. Yep.
Yeah, everybody knows the Pirate Ship. We've done one out in the West End. It was a... It's basically called Windsor's Best Kept Secret. It's a nature theme. We did a castle out in the East End. It's well used. And the newest ones, on Walker Home site, we did a tractor. The city was asking for a farm theme, so we designed a beautiful, large tractor that you can't miss it when you go there. So that's a very popular one, but I think the absolute most popular one right now would be Lakeshore Woods. It's off of Banwell Road, and it's like a nature kind of climbing theme. It's a lot of rope climbing, and the kids just seem to be going crazy over that.
Can we get a full, like, do you have a full list on your website or anything that we can see these different parks? Because my daughter's 3.5 and loves the parks. So we go to all the different ones that she can go to, you know, try out new experiences. And, you know, do you list some of them that people can go check out?
Yeah, I had done a list, and I'm working on a revised list. Right now, we had a little bit of a flood here, so I have to work on that and get that done, but that will be out by probably the next couple weeks. There's going to be a full list, all the locations, all the different themes, because all my playgrounds are themed, and should be out shortly.
What was your most favorite theme to work on?
Ooh, I don't know if I have a favorite.
Oh, they're like kids, right? You can't pick one.
I am like a kid when I do these. I just absolutely love doing this. And I've been told that shows in my work. It's fun. It's not work to me. It's a lot of fun. I love being creative. I love making the child use both their mind and their physical body, because that's the children of today. That if you just have a playground with nothing to it, they're going to go play once and they don't want to come back. They want to use their minds. So that is very, very important in my designs.
So which was the most challenging, would you say?
I would probably say Lakeshore Woods. That was a brand new design. It's something that's not even out there right now. PlayWorld's basically the only company that has offered anything that looks anything near that. So that was a challenge to put that all together.
Now, did you ever think when you were doing architecture that you would be doing kids' playgrounds? Was that something that you know, you guys would even discuss in class or, you know, in future endeavors?
I've always wanted to get into the playground market. It sounds weird because nobody ever says that.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
I would say no. I really didn't think about that back then. I started out doing fences and decks and worked in a little bit of construction, and then I was actually discovered by them and by a company in Canada, and I just went from there. And it's just, it seems like the last 7-8 years it's really hit me that I really can do something big, especially with a company like PlayWorld. PlayWorld really allows you to expand your capabilities. Their product's amazing.
Now, does essentially the city or the county, they call you and they say, oh, you know, we want to put a playground here, this is the theme, or do you guys discuss this theme together?
I talk to them sometimes a year before, but they usually pick the theme, and then they put it out to tender.
Okay.
So there's really no communication between the city and myself, because once it goes out to tender, I can't talk to anybody, they can't talk to us. They don't want to be involved saying that somebody knows more than somebody
right.
else kind of thing. So, yeah, you got to wait till it comes out to tender, and then whatever they put forward, I can do it.
Now, you know, typically, if you're going to build my house, you want my input. You're the expert, but you want my input as to what I want. Like, do you ever discuss this with kids? Do you ever grab, like, a 3, 7, and 10-year-old and say, What do you like about a park? What don't you like? Do you ever have those kind of discussions? I know it sounds weird that those would be, you know, an audience, but that's who would be using it.
That's exactly what I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. A good one was the latest Essex park that we put up. It was a big castle. And I went around because they had an old park that was getting removed. I talked to a bunch of kids, and I went with my daughter as well, and we just started writing down everything they wanted. Talk to the parents around there. Safety is a big issue with parents, but parents also like something where their kid's going to keep coming back. So they love the idea of a theme. And with Essex, I was given two ideas. So they said either like a treehouse theme or castle theme. That was the parents. Because Essex, they didn't actually say we wanted a theme. They just wanted a playground. So, but the parents and the children were saying we want some kind of theme. So, yeah, I get input all the time. That's the most important, and the best input I get is usually from children with challenges, what they like, what works for them on the playgrounds, because that is extremely important for me to have them involved in the playgrounds as well.
Now, has it changed over the years because of maybe safety regulations or anything like that? Has there been equipment that they no longer put out because of those reasons?
Yeah, it has changed a lot. Not so much at stuff that they don't put out, but the liability issue for playgrounds is huge. And school boards now in Windsor, I think every school board but the French Catholic school board will not put in new playgrounds. They're just too scared of the liability.
Yeah.
Because children are going to get hurt on playgrounds no matter how safe you make it.
I know. I watch my daughter while I bite my lip because, you know, as a parent, you... But for her, like, I want her to do it. It's great exercise. It's great exploring and understanding your body and how it moves and, you know, and building strength. But it's one of those, I think, all aspects. I mean, even when I see her on the swing, it's kind of...
Yeah.
Because you think they let go, you know. But I think it would be hard to even build a park that was 100% safe.
No, you can't. And I think children do learn from that as well. I know when we were kids... There's no such thing as a rubber safety surface back then.
Right.
You got hurt and you learned, you didn't do it again. But you do have to have some degree of safety. It definitely is very important. And 75% of injuries happen because of poor surface. So that's why you see most of the municipalities now are going to the rubber surface.
I love it.
I've gone way down. It's extremely expensive, but it's worth it. And it's funny that you said swings, because that's the old reliable. That's still one of the number one components on a playground where children want to go.
I know, and my daughter loves it, and I'm so bored pushing her. Like, how could you like this for 20 minutes? I don't understand.
I'll have to design some self-activated swing.
Yes, that would be fantastic. Now, nobody gets to be a powerhouse professional without a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, what do you think has really made your success?
I would just say probably my love for doing it.
Yeah.
I love my designs. I think it comes out, it shows. And this, I think the reason I won this award is because the parents out there and the children out there showed their support for me. Like, I'm on Facebook. I do have a lot of friends. I got a lot of letters from people saying how much they enjoyed it, how much I've done for their child with challenges. I do a lot for the community. That helps, I guess. It's just what I put into it, I guess, and some people have taken notice.
Yeah, and it's funny you say because your passion for it. I mean, like they said, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And you're you're playing.
That's what you're playing. Especially when I bring my daughter out to test them when they're ready to go.
And how old's your daughter?
She's 14 now. 15, sorry. I better say that right. She's going to be 16 next year.
Oh, no.
Drive.
Oh, no. So does she give you input as well, even though she's a little bit older? Because the older kids still play on the equipment.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She loves the one off of Banwell. That one is designed for, there is a small area for the smaller children, but it's designed for the older children as well. I'm seeing teenagers, high school students, even 20-year-olds and their parents up there playing on it.
It's such a good workout.
Yeah, she does give me still a lot. My wife is fantastic with colors and telling me what else I need on there, and it's like a team effort here.
That's what makes it fun, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mark, thank you. So what would you say, if we're going to bring the kids out today before it rains, which one should we hit that maybe we haven't seen?
I'm going to say the four big ones are still the waterfront.
Okay.
The one off of Banwell, Lakeshore Woods, Walker Home Sites is the tractor. And if you're out in the Essex area, I would definitely go to the castle.
The castle. Oh, gosh. I'll never get my daughter out. She'll think she raced Rapunzel. Okay.
Yes, that's an extremely popular one out there.
Awesome. Well, Mark, congratulations, and thanks for sharing your passion with us. And it's cool. You're making a difference in people's lives. That's really awesome.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Mark Jones from New World Park Solutions.